So I was at this party, right? At this flat up in Brighton. It was a real roustabout. I was told Prince William was there. And all of a sudden, Carmen Electra appears before me, weeping eyes. So she says to me, "Would you like to dance?" And I says, "Blimey, you sawed-off runt. Can't you see me walking crutch?" So she makes this face, practically inviting me to shag her right there on the pub floor. I says, "Pull yourself together, girl. You're a married woman." And then she gave me her number and left.
Tim.
What, Desiree? It happened.
No, it didn't.
You're telling me it didn't happen? Like you was there?
What night was this, Tim?
Friday.
Friday? Well, that is an odd combination of Friday and Saturday, isn't it? I could tell you the Friday you played Xbox until 4 a.m. with your nephew Tommy. And Saturday you spent the night at me house puking up figgy pudding after the office party at Chevy's. And trust me, Carmen Electra wouldn't have been there, dear. Wouldn't have been caught dead there.
Oh, didn't say it was this past Friday.
Tim, you have to stop overcompensating for your shortcomings.
Who says I'm overcompensating?
Excuse me, Mr. Cratchit.
Yes, ball winch.
Your truck is double parked.
You mean Bigfoot 3?
I'm afraid so.
All right, I'll move it. Oh, and miss, could I get a protein shake when you get around to it? Thank you.
See what I mean?
What?
You ordered a protein shake at a pub. How much larger do you want to get? Your neck's already bigger than your leg.
Well, it is a bit of a runt, though, isn't it?
You drive a truck that doesn't fit in tunnels. You lie about sexual conquests. You live in a house you can't afford, and you have a Great Dane named Ron Jeremy. I mean, how small can it be, you winky?
Well, let's just say they don't call me Tiny Tim because I'm the youngest in the family. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to use the head. What if it ain't Tiny Tim? Great. Here comes Ronnie from the gym. What's up, Mr. Small Wiener?
Is that the best you can do?
What's that?
I'm just saying, it's hardly original. If you're going to call me out me pecker in front of all these people, I think you might do better than Mr. Small Wiener.
Oh, well, I guess you could do better. As a matter of fact, I believe I could. Here, throw this dot, and I'll bet you bar tabs, whatever number it hits, I'll match that number with insults about me own little soldier. All right, deal. Ah! 18! Way to go, Ronnie.
Not bad. 18, huh? Okay, it's quite a challenge, but here we go. Your wiener is so small, Hillary Swank couldn't use it to pick her teeth. That's one. Number two, Tiny Tim got arrested once for raping a basketball. Number three, Tiny Tim's so small, he'd have to impregnate a girl intravenously. Number four, Tiny Tim's so small, his last girlfriend gave him breeze jobs. Number five, Tiny Tim is hung like a wood tick. Number six, Tiny Tim's so small, the people of Lever Soap have officially credited him with only 1,999 parts. Number seven, too bad they don't make a crutch for crippled penises. Number eight, Tim Cratchit, Tim is lucky to find it. Number nine, if your penis were a pencil, it'd be used to score miniature golf. Number ten, cheer up, Tim, I think you've got quite a nice clitoris. We're halfway there. Oh, okay. Now it gets a bit tough. All right. Okay, I got it. Here's my second win. Number 11, a Shakespearean theme. To wee or not to wee? Is there any question? Number 12, Foxworthian. If your girlfriend refers to your penis as an outie, you might have a small wiener. Number 3, Jewish theme. I told you not to get a moil with Parkinson's. Number 14, Catholic. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, but could you cut me a break already? Number 15, Muslim. No, it's fine. After we're married, you show me your face. I'll show you my penis. But no matter what we see, no give backs. Number 16. Tiny Tim actually minor beats. Number 17. Tiny Tim's penis could hula hoop a Cheerio. And number 18. Tiny Tim's penis is so small, Inzoit gave him his money back. Thank you very much.
Wow. You're good. Funny, Tim. Smart. I'll hand it to you. Too bad you still got that small wiener of yours. Let's go, ladies. Let's go on with me.
It'll never change. God bless us, everyone. Except for me. I didn't get blessed at all. Thanks for the turkey, Mr. Scrooge.